From KPFK Pacifica Radio, this is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this program on Free Speech TV and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations and affiliates nationwide. 8 people were arrested and dozens pepper sprayed by police in Graham, North Carolina over the weekend as hundreds of voters marched to a polling place to vote early. While there are numerous reports of President Donald Trump's supporters harassing and intimidating people ahead of the election, some police appear to be taking a similar approach in seeing large numbers of Democratic-leaning voters as a threat. The family-friendly event was permitted, and among marchers were young children and elderly voters. But that didn't stop Graham police from pepper spraying them and violently arresting several marchers. My next guest was present at the Saturday event. Melanie Mitchell is a member of Down Home North Carolina and a lifelong resident of Alamance County. She was among the marchers who attempted to go to the polling station. Welcome to the program, Melanie.
Thank you.
So first, tell me what the march was about. It was hundreds of people in looking at videos and photos. There were flags that said Black Lives Matter. There were people wearing T-shirts of former Congressman, the late Congressman John Lewis's face on them. Tell me about the march itself.
It was just to get people to vote. It was to get people from our community that normally don't come out and vote. It was just to get everybody to go down there together to support each other, to protect each other, to get us safely to the polls.
And the idea was that you wanted, it was sort of a get out the vote event, right? To encourage other people so that they could see. I mean, were those of you who are marching attempting to or wanting to actually go inside the polling place and vote as voters?
Yes, ma'am. There were several people that came that day to vote and were unable to vote due to being pepper sprayed, arrested, or just went home because they were scared.
So tell me what it was like. So there was a long march. I understand that at first there was a stop at one of the Confederate statues in the area where people knelt and there was, people giving speeches.
Yes. So we paused at the Confederate statue in Graham downtown for 8 minutes and 47 seconds for George Floyd. People were kneeling, some people were laying down, some people were sitting. As soon as we finished, the cops came up to us and told us we had to evacuate the streets immediately. We told them we had a permit, and no sooner than that, one of the cops just opened pepper spray all the way across the ground to try to get us to back up.
You were there with your children. Tell me about that.
So we were there. We had just gotten up, and the cops had told us to leave. We were trying to leave, and as soon as he said that, he sprayed it on the ground. And I didn't know what it was at first because I've never seen pepper spray. So as soon as he sprayed it on the ground, I heard people start screaming. And then my 5-year-old and my 11-year-old just started coughing and choking really bad. My 5-year-old actually ran away from me to try to get away from it, and she was throwing up. And my 11-year-old was asking me, am I going to die? Am I going to die? Mom, I'm scared. I don't know what this is.
Wow.
So I just got them out of there as quickly as possible.
So your 5-year-old ran away from you because obviously she was terrified. As a mother, I can only imagine you trying to chase your child to make sure she doesn't get lost while there's pepper spray. It sounds like a deeply traumatizing event. But you took your children there because it was supposed to be a family-friendly event with a permit.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I don't take them to protest. This wasn't even a protest. This was a voting rally. And like I said, it was just for the community to come together. They encouraged us to bring our parents, grandparents, kids, to get them out and let them know about voting, because this year voting is so important, especially here in our community. I never would have brought them if I had any clue that this was going to happen.
The Graham police released a statement to explain why they did what they did. And one of the things that they said in their statement was that warnings were issued at the 3-minute mark, the 2-minute mark, and a final warning was provided after 5 minutes had passed. They said that there was an order given to disperse. And they said that as a result of actions that occurred within the rally, which is not very specific, on courthouse grounds, the assembly reached a level of conduct that led to the rally being deemed unsafe and unlawful by unified command. Well, you were there. Does any of that sound like they were talking about the same event that you were at?
There was no warning for the first initial pepper spray at all. A lot of the people aren't even talking about it because they don't know, they weren't right there at it. The warning they are talking about, I didn't actually hear it because I was further away due to being pepper sprayed, but they had already pepper sprayed numerous times in people's faces, on the ground. When they did the countdown, as soon as they got finished, I think they gave us, I heard 5 minutes, but there was over 200 people to clear out. There was no way we could have got away in 5 minutes. And even as we were leaving, they were following us, pepper spraying the sidewalk as we were leaving.
Wow.
So you're trying to get away from it, and they would only let you go one way, and that one way, they were literally right behind you, pepper spraying. I had kids coming up to me saying they lost their parents, they wanted to go back. I said, you can't go back down there, you're going to have to wait here with us, because the whole downtown was covered in a cloud.
So the police just began pepper spraying unprovoked. They, you know, from the videos that we've seen, and you can confirm if this is true since you were actually there, they didn't seem to be themselves in any threat, right? Like, was there anybody who was marching with weapons, or did anybody make any threatening motions toward the police?
We had no weapons. We had nothing. The only thing we had was a stage set up with people that were speaking about why voting is so important. There was no weapons ever.
The fact that the pepper spraying seemed to happen right after you stopped at the Confederate statue and knelt for 8 minutes and 45 seconds to mark George Floyd suggests that the police might have seen that as a symbol, as some sort of slight to them. I'm wondering if you think those two are related.
I think it was all voter intimidation. I think they came there with a plan. I think they knew they were going to do that to us, and they did it to prevent us from voting. Not just spraying just the voters, but spraying anybody. If you're down to vote and all of this is going on, people are being drug out of the street, arrested, pepper spray, people are running, screaming, crying. You're not going to think about voting. And I think that was the whole point behind it.
So here we have a group of hundreds of people trying to go to march in North Carolina. To you, does this seem a symbol of Donald Trump's America? Right. The fact that police are attacking voters.
I believe that.
This country has a history of going after, in particular, Black voters. The group that you marched with was mixed race, a lot of African Americans. You are a white woman, but it seems as though this kind of targeting of voters has echoes of a segregationist past.
Yes, I agree with that 100%.
Tell me about what...
The people of color are definitely targeted.
And so how have you been able to talk to your children about this? I mean, your children obviously are deeply traumatized, and explaining to them what American democracy is all about. You go try to exercise your right to vote and you get pepper sprayed by police. I imagine as a parent trying to explain that, make sense of that to your children must be pretty difficult.
Yeah, my 11-year-old kind of understands it because she's been to a few of the protests we've had that were just smaller, just basically people getting together and talking about what's going on. And she's very well educated for her age. But my 5-year-old has kept asking me, Mom, why would the cops do this? We're only kids. I don't understand what we did wrong. Why would they do this? And the only thing I could tell them was, I don't know, sweetie. Some people just don't understand why we're out here.
Tell me more about the work of Down Home in North Carolina and how your organization has been encouraging people to go to the polls around Election Day.
We actually work at the polls some. We have an app that we use that we reach out to people that we already know or that we get to know to try to get them to vote. And then once we get them to vote, we get them to reach out to people, and it's an empowering app, and it just helps people to realize how important this election is, especially here in Alamance County. We have to get new leadership. And a lot of people think their votes don't count, their votes don't matter. And I'm also in another organization, People for Change, and we actually go out to some of the lower income housing development that people don't really go to, and we encourage them. We need you to vote. Your vote counts. We need you out there. Because a lot of them are afraid to come to Graham, afraid to come to downtown due to being targeted. So we just try to reach out as much as we can to people and let them know. We give them rides to the polls if we have to. We help them any way we can. We went and we registered people that weren't registered to vote. We do food drives. We do all sorts of stuff just to lift up the community.
What's at stake on the ballot for November 3rd? Aside from the presidential race, tell me about the local issues in Alamance County where Graham is. You're a lifelong resident of Alamance County. What are you hoping for in terms of a change in leadership?
Honestly, I never knew how much power the local county commissioner has, but they control everything. They control the statute. They control the racism. They control everything. We have to get people in there that will actually listen to us. We go and we talk at these county commissioners meetings and it just falls on deaf ears. They listen to us, but nothing changes. Sometimes they don't even acknowledge us. A lot of times they won't hear us speak. So we got to get people in there that understand where we're coming from and people that will actually value what we have to say and people that have been through what we have been through and know that change needs to come here in Alamance.
What about economic issues? This election is, you know, it touches on so many issues, the economy being one of them, with the pandemic and the loss of millions of jobs around the country. President Donald Trump has tried to make this issue, the issue of the coronavirus go away because he sees that the economic downturn doesn't benefit him. What are economic issues that you and others in North Carolina, and in particular in Alamance County, are facing now that you think, you know, there might be a change through electoral means where the economy is concerned?
Yeah, I have friends that have actually got evicted or sent eviction notices due to not being able to pay rent because they can't work due to the coronavirus or their criminal background or something so simple that it's not fair. People shouldn't have to suffer for something they're not at fault for. This pandemic was not our fault. The fact that they can't work and get up and take care of their kids and pay their bills like they're supposed to. I think Donald Trump could have handled it a lot better than he did.
Now, Trump has been in North Carolina and is in North Carolina the day before the election. He is, according to one poll, edging slightly ahead of Joe Biden in North Carolina. This is considered an important state for Trump. Tell me a little bit about the voting around North Carolina. Has there been a lot of early voting? Are you confident that the state election authorities are going to be able to count the votes in time and ensure that people's votes don't get thrown away?
I'm hoping they are. We've had a bigger turnout for early voters than we ever have before, from what I've heard in North Carolina. And then, like I said, the thing that happened Saturday, we stopped a lot of people from voting, but we're actually doing another march tomorrow for voting. And we will be walking people to the polls that weren't able to vote Saturday.
So on Election Day, there will be another march. Governor Roy Cooper of North Carolina denounced the police violence. He called it unacceptable. Do you fear that the police might try to repeat what they did on Saturday again on Election Day?
I've been asked that a few times, and I want to say that I don't think they'll be as aggressive, but here in Graham, it doesn't really surprise me if they're going to come out full force like they did Saturday. Hoping maybe they won't be as bad since we have all this attention now and eyes are on them, but I don't put it past Sheriff Johnson sending them out there just like he did.
So tell me more about the leadership of police in Graham, North Carolina. Is this a politicized police department that has, because we've seen in other cities around the country where police unions throw their lot with conservative leaders, especially Donald Trump. Do you have a sort of politicizing of law enforcement in Graham, North Carolina as well?
Not publicly that I know of, but you can tell that people of color and people that are for Biden or for Black Lives Matter, they're definitely treated completely different than the people that are for Trump and that are out there supporting them.
Have you seen confrontations between Trump supporters and Biden supporters in North Carolina?
Yes, ma'am. All the time. I've seen... I've been into it a few times, but I've had many of people of color that are my friends that I consider family. They've been harassed. They've been assaulted in front of police officers by the Trump supporters here. And all they were told is if we charge them, we have to charge you too, because now they're saying you assaulted them. So wow. It's a very unfair system. It is stacked against them. Nothing, I feel so bad for them. It's like nothing they do can help them. That's why a lot of them don't even come down here anymore.
So do you worry that the Black vote will be suppressed in Alamance County?
I do. I'm hoping not, because like I said, we've been trying everything we can to get them out and let them know that their voice does count, their vote does matter, that we need them. So I'm hoping that they will step up more. I know a lot of my friends that normally don't vote have actually voted, because since I've gotten into all of this down home and People for Change and just being out on the streets, talking to people, realizing how much power these people have, we have to make a change. And the people that say they don't want to vote, I said, you might as well vote for the other person when you don't vote, because for every vote you don't, your opposite's going to vote.
The Charlotte Observer says that 4.5 million people have cast ballots in North Carolina, and there are unprecedented levels of voting. Now, you mentioned earlier that you also personally have been in situations where you've been in confrontations with Trump supporters. Can you tell me a little bit more about that? What has it been like? You know, how have you taken on a Trump supporter? I mean, I have to say that I would feel some fear in doing that.
I do sometimes. That's why I don't bring my kids. But I mean, as an adult, I'm making a choice to be out there. But I feel like I need to be out there to help the people there that don't think their voice counts. I'll be their voice. I'll be out there fighting for them. I've had many confrontations with the Trump supporters, but it's not even really confrontations, because they argue, but they only say the same things over and over. Trump and the statue, that's all. You can't really have a full blown conversation with them. We've tried being peaceful and letting them talk to us, but it's just, they're dead set in their ways and there's no changing them. I've been cursed at, I've been harassed on social media. There's a lady that will take pictures of us and our kids and post them all over her social media about what we're doing. Some of my friends have gotten death threats. People have showed up their houses. We've had people followed home. We have a person that doesn't live here, and he was followed all the way back to where he lives in a different city from somebody. It is scary, but I feel like I have to be out there to fight. I have to do it for the ones that are extremely scared to do that. And we have a saying that we keep us safe. And as an organization and as a unity as a whole, we do our best at trying to keep each other safe.
Now, North Carolina has had a number of Confederate statues and monuments being removed over the years. Has that become a flashpoint over the last 4 years?
Yes. This statue has always been an issue. I've did it before, and then it was like it was something we argued for a little bit and we let go. But this time, we're not letting it go. We will not stop until it is removed.
And the one you're specifically referring to is the one in front of which you and other marchers on Saturday knelt down?
Downtown Graham. Yeah.
So what do you hope will happen post-election if Joe Biden wins on November 3rd? What do you see for a state like North Carolina, for a county like Alamance going forward? I mean, of course, if Trump wins re-election, we can simply expect more of the same, or more of the same on steroids. But with Biden winning, it doesn't mean that Trumpism disappears.
Sure. I don't know what I really expect. I think either way, whoever wins, there's going to be issues. If Biden wins, I think that it will be, not as bad if Trump wins, but I think the Trump supporters are going to be extremely angry, and they're going to make their place known still in downtown like they have been doing, and it could cause more chaos.
And so among these issues that you and others have raised in Down Home North Carolina, your organization, the long-term work, I imagine, doesn't just involve the economy, but also things like long-term voting rights and healthcare and, you know, all sorts of issues. So those are long-term issues to organize around even in a Biden presidency, right? It's not
yes.
Setting aside the Trump the Trump voter, the Trump supporters as a problem. There are many other long-term issues around the nation that a Biden presidency would need to tackle. So I imagine there's a lot of long-term organizing that you see yourself doing.
Yes. And even here in Alamance County, like we said, if we get the people in that we want, we have to make sure we hold them accountable to do what they said they were going to do. And they've told us that they are ready to be accountable. They're going to do what they're supposed to do. And I truly believe that. I've gotten to know these people here locally, and they're just like normal people. They just want to see a change, and they will be that change. I just hope we get enough votes to get them in there.
What happened to those people who were arrested on Saturday? And do you think that the Grand Police will be held accountable for what they've done?
They were all released that day.
I see.
They were all, in my opinion, bogus charges. We had another a lady that was arrested for using a bullhorn and singing while we were at the jail waiting on the people to be released. And she was arrested for using the bullhorn. And I asked the officer as he was taking her, I said, did she know that? He said, no, but now you do.
Wow.
I said, so how can you arrest her? And he, of course, wouldn't speak to us, but I have him on camera saying that. Because we try to record everything, because clearly they just go back and tell lies to try to fit their own narrative.
Give out a website, Melanie, where people can find out more about the work that you do at Down Home North Carolina.
Yes, you can just go to Down Home North Carolina.
DownHomeNC.org is the website. We'll link to that from our website later today. Thanks so much, Melanie.
All right, thank you.
My guest has been Melanie Mitchell. She's a member of Down Home North Carolina, a lifelong resident of Alamance County. She was among the marchers who attempted to go to the polling station on Saturday when police attacked with pepper spray and arrested numerous people. I'm Sonali Kohatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. Also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at RU with Sonali.